Okay, the Bridger Town Council meeting for Tuesday, April 7th, 2026 is called to order. Is there any public comment on items that are not on the agenda? Okay, there isn't any correspondence that I'm aware of?
No.
Committee reports. Okay?
I have a couple things. The Bridger Historical Society helped write like a historic preservation grant with the Glidden Mercantile Building that Bart Malone owns. If we get chosen to be one of the projects, we get to go up to Helena and testify about the importance of history and Bridger. So that would be very exciting. Second thing, on April the 11th, which is Saturday, we're having a work day at the Stagecoach Station in Park. We're gonna try to do some more chinking. Some of it had fallen out. I'm gonna try to repair that. Have a picnic. You are all welcome to come if you want to. The old town soldier, or the Doughboy soldier that was in the park that fell over. We had someone recarve boots, so he has some boots. And they have been treated, stained, and painted, so we're ready to attach the wood to that. I don't know if that will get done Saturday. It's an update that, you know, they'll be standing up probably under an awning for a while. And the whole statue.
What time, Dan?
It's 10 a.m. they start, and then at noon they'll have a barbecue or something. That's all right now. We're continuing to watch for grants to open up, and then I'll present them at some time.
And?
Well, we're gonna put them together, and they wanted to put them under the awning of that, well, right by the Stagecoach Station. So I think we want to wrap or something to make them solid and stand there and not fall on anybody.
Did I hear that they got enough funds to move the statue?
Yeah, I saw that on Facebook. Margie did.
Good.
Because we talked about last time, we just need MOU ready. Good thing.
I think so.
That metal.
Yeah, the statue that.
Ray wasn't here at the last meeting.
Oh, yeah.
He zoomed.
He zoomed in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
And you did say we should do an MOU for the acceptance of that, but. Not there yet, right?
Sure.
You don't know. You haven't talked to Margie. I just saw it on Facebook today, so I'm guessing they're not there yet.
They called me and told me to go pick it up, but I think we're gonna have it on lock and then go pick it up.
Okay.
A big rock.
Yeah, I could get something put together.
Okay, any other committee reports?
Planning board accepted the development, on the monthly, on the council.
From?
Yeah, the growth policy.
Oh.
There we go. And then the subdivision regulations, those things.
Yep.
Yes. So.
The subdivision is all about, it comes up from there?
No, this was just our regulations for the whole county, just going through and updating.
Okay, any others? None? Okay. I think you all read the text message that Kristen forwarded you about the group health election form.
Yeah, so as much as I would love to do that, it was a kind of a combination of things. I really didn't have the time to do as much work as I wanted on it to be certain about the cost of that and fitting it into our budget. And secondary, the little bit of work that I did do told me it probably wasn't gonna work. So what I'd like to do is have you motion and vote to keep our benefits the same as they have been in previous years. And then when I do actually build the budget for 26-27, I'm going to try to build it in even though we don't have it, and then see how it would work throughout the year. I mean, obviously we won't be taking the money, but I can account for it and sort of know. So at this time, you know, I didn't want to just, we've never had you guys motion and vote on this before, but since it was on last agenda and we talked about bringing it back, I thought maybe it probably was a good time to just start doing that, and then you're aware of what benefits employees have each year anyway. So,
so you just need a motion to retain the current benefits as they are?
Yeah.
Okay. You want to do that?
I'll make that motion.
Is there a second? All in favor?
Hold on, I didn't hear that because Randy was talking and then he has something to add, but who motioned?
Oh, okay.
I did.
And who seconded?
So,
okay.
You guys ought to really look at the insurance part, and old people like me, you should kick off. Basically, it'd be nice if you were paying like $500 a month, kick me off, but if you did that, you'd save the town, what, $1,400 a month, $1,200 a month?
Mm-hmm. So when an employee reaches an age where they're eligible for Medicare, we could choose to not allow them to be on our benefits anymore, and then we could do something like a contribution to an HSA or just a flat stipend on their check to help them cover whatever premiums they have with Medicare, so that they sort of end up even, but the town would save a significant amount of money. I think that even though we're voting to keep this the same, if that's something you did voluntarily, I think throughout the year we could get that stipend or HSA set up, because it really wouldn't be part of this anyway. It would sort of be our own policy. So we can still do that going forward.
I might talk to you guys yesterday. I'm going to try to get on Medicare by June 1st.
So for the July fiscal year, it's going to be different.
That's something I've seen in a lot of employers lately, is that if you don't take their provided medical insurance, then you're getting some kind of stipend for it to offset.
Our insurance is great for everybody. Keep it safe, keep the cost down. That would be one way to do it.
Yeah. Do we have anything for anybody who doesn't take our insurance?
No, because I only started taking the insurance about a year ago, and I never had anything before that. So
do we need to kind of revamp this plan for next fiscal year then, to include that, or
to include what?
To include what Randy's talking about?
No, what Randy's talking about would not be something that we would need to let MMIA know. It would just be something that would be within our own policies, is how I understand it. So it could be something we could change at any point in time that we're ready.
This is just
we just need to add a policy for that.
Like I would want to check with MMA and see if it would be our personnel policy or our resolution or where exactly we would get that down on paper. But it would not be in this, because they don't address that in this group health election in any way. So I don't think it'd be part of this process. But if, you know, we have some time, especially if Randy's going to do it voluntarily anyway, we're not going to force him. So it gives us some time to work out the details.
Don't give him anything.
So yeah, no, we can definitely move forward with this and deal with that ongoing. Okay, and then did you guys vote? You didn't?
We haven't voted yet.
Oh, you haven't?
Yeah,
I didn't.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you didn't. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Okay. Disposal of surplus property, resolution 299. Town of Bridger possesses certain property that is no longer necessary to conduct the town business, whereas the town of Bridger disposed property according to the mechanism provided in section 784201 of Montana Code, whereas the town wishes to make public for the purpose of disposal after providing appropriate public notice for them below. What is the 1973 Chevy C65, 1966 Ford plow. Those are the surplus items. And your public works director to dispose of property through sale, auction, or other appropriate means. How do you plan on disposing of those? Okay, so they're not worth selling.
Never retire on the team.
So, I doubt that there was much more than scrap.
No, well, I'm...
Scrap's pretty high right now.
Yeah, no, I would just assume it'd be better than cluttering up our town. Okay. All right, is there a motion to approve resolution number 299?
I'll make that motion.
Is there a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Discussion, decision regarding Old Town Hall. I think this is where we're gonna talk about our grant, the Brown Hill grant. You're more familiar with, why don't you make that explanation?
So, everything was in the packet. Nan Knight put this proposal together. The entire proposal is much more involved than what I gave you. Her and I worked together to pull out the highlights to be sure that you guys had appropriate information to understand what it was that would be happening. So it kind of boiled down to those three tasks: structural assessment and identification of structural constraints for redevelopment, hazardous building material review and site visit, and then project management and reporting. And so we just wanted to make sure you guys were good with all of that, and so if we get a motion and a vote on that, she'll go ahead and move forward.
So we just need a motion to accept the grant proposal.
Mm-hmm. And it was, an engineering firm that we contracted on both of them, like you guys were talking about. Yeah.
And then
it's engineering.
Just so we're clear, it's the whole town hall bill.
As far as I know.
No, we're called for actually being super specific about
what we're talking about with Mark.
I just kind of saw that it was the main, I kind of took it as the main building and not the garage part, but maybe it is the garage part.
Oh, I thought it was the whole thing, but let me go get into like the actual proposal from her. I just got to grab the email real quick.
I wouldn't see any reason to get over there and knocking shit down until after they've done their assessment anyway.
No,
yeah, I
just
really
know if they were going to assess that part of
the
two. So yeah, if they are, then that's good.
I think so. That's my understanding, but I can grab that email and check. I got it.
Yeah, because what I saw when they referenced the geocode was 0.93 acres, so I think they were just trying to say we're doing the town hall building, we're not doing like the old jail or whatever.
Yeah,
you know, right. Cover within that property.
Sounds
What did we do with the old jail? Is it just nothing? Is there just nothing in there?
There might have some storage in there.
Yes, as the subject property is developed with one primary commercial structure that was constructed in approximately 1940, and several outbuildings. The outbuildings will not be included in this assessment and review.
Just the outbuildings. Okay.
Which would be the jail or any other water buildings or whatever.
Anything not attached.
I think it's that one.
Well,
it's my garage.
We'll break into that jail, see what's inside there. Okay.
I make a motion to approve the $32 CND proposal.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
I haven't tried to be new on that one.
Nothing new on the town hall, right?
New town hall, no. Honestly, until they come up with a better plan.
Why don't we take it off for a while?
I just don't want to forget about it.
No. Well, when the floor starts caving in on this building, we'll start remembering
it
again.
We'll put it back on again. That's why I think it ended up on there, is because we almost fell through the floor and we were like, this is getting iffy. So, but yeah, I can take it off for a while until we really, truly have an update, because there hasn't been an update in quite a while.
I stepped in the soft spot over there in front of the two doors, like, yesterday.
Well, don't step there.
I know, right? We need to put like a piece of tape on the floor, little cones,
and all the soft
hazardous sticker right there.
Yeah,
just some orange paper for the statue.
Right? Yeah, something.
Non-slip
nails
on it.
Okay, consent agenda. We don't need to read anything, do we?
No, I include them in the minutes, but I just want to say having no paper checks for payroll has really simplified things, and it's really amazing. And I think you guys would actually be able to sit down and do the check numbers like I really need you to start doing very easily now. So let me know when somebody is ready to do that, and I'll get you lined out. But it's been fantastic, so I appreciate everybody going on direct deposit at the auditor's request, but it really helped me out a lot.
Okay. So, yeah, has everybody had a chance to review the expenses and all the... All right.
So we did have, like, that Yellowstone concrete one, just so you know. That's in two checks because he'll get half when he starts and half when he's done. So I did two separate claims so that we'll hold one of those. That's for the library, which will be reimbursed with the way our money. Other than that, I don't think there's anything else to do.
Okay.
I'll move to approve the consent agenda.
Second?
Aye.
All in favor?
Aye.
Alright. Alright, as we're initialing and signing, we'll ask Ray if he's got anything to share with us.
Nothing new for this month.
How is things with your wife?
Thank you so much for asking. She's doing really, really well. I'll give you the briefest thumbnail sketch, which was she was walking to the Camino de Santiago in Spain. Came back Saturday the 14th. Got to my kid's book in New York. Went to New York. They're having breakfast Sunday morning. And he realizes the words she's talking make no sense. And it's like, Mom, you know, what's going on? And calls the medics. They're there in 5 minutes. They had her in the hospital in 20. A CT scan. Determined, you got to figure out that it's a clot, not a bleed. They figure out right away that it's a clot, put the anticoagulants into her, and she was, you know, basically well on the road to recovery, you know, right away. So I got there Monday night. They wouldn't let me in to see her until Tuesday. we don't care who you are, buddy. Nobody gets into this floor. that's fine. Yeah. But when I got to her, she was articulate, you know, talking, and she's been herself. They wouldn't let her fly for 2 weeks. And when we did fly, I made her get up every 20 minutes from her seat. So she's doing great. And, you know, we have some follow-up. Thanks.
Good. That's good news. Okay. Judge Kraft.
I don't have anything other than what's in the report. Maybe next month.
Okay.
This has been one of the roughest months ever, but yeah, it's all just
thanks for holding booklet and put together.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah. Yes, okay, yeah. So you know, I had invited council members to like stop by, but nobody ever does, so I thought I would just kind of summarize the high points.
I heard I stopped by.
Yes, you did. You stopped by. Yes.
All right.
Well, thank you.
If we stop by, it's probably for other reasons.
I try to stay out of court rooms. Randy, or Crystal's not here, so yeah, Randy, what's up?
I think this job over there turned out good for my job.
Mm-hmm.
It looks good.
It's a little bit big and it's a little bit different. The guy that resigned the trust is like, instead of sending him back, we just.
Yeah, it turned out good.
You can come do my house next.
Chris is good at that.
He did.
Yeah.
He did. Yeah, Chris actually did 90% of the detail work.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
We can start on the culvert tomorrow. we give out watering all the hours, fields in the summer. We might need to put some more teeth in that. Check the wells today.
This is the static level in your wells.
Static water level in your wells.
Okay.
So, it was kind of interesting when we checked the pump number three, which is our best well. With the number two pump running, it actually dropped like 6 inches. But when we did it the other way around, and we had a big well running, more pump with more water,
turn the canals over there.
Just go put some on, turn the canals off. And I, actually this year, I've been thinking about it for several, but this year I need a Monica made me a little sheet, so every month we're going to check it after 3 years. And if they actually come up, I'd be sure. Everybody water like crazy, like they always do.
Well, but we are in watering hours, even right now. January and February are the only time we're not, so.
I've been getting some air and wine, more than normal for this time of year. And I know it's not from us changing those valves and stuff, that should have been all out already. I've wondered if one of the seconds mirror was wrong.
It might be, because that could have been, that pump I run all winter, because water, we don't need as much, so I run that one for 7 months, and then run another one for the summer months. And then 7 feet above the top of the intake, so.
I think we're going to have to revisit it.
Well, I'll just keep it on.
Yeah. Because if it gets to the point where we're real close to the intake, you can't pump water, you can't get.
Got to go to watering hours, strictly hours.
Well, and there's, I don't like taking the time to chase bad water years. And I wish I would just kind of do that. Tim has just been hours for a month, I thought it was time.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, the aquifer fills from the top down, not from the bottom up. So it's been an extraordinarily dry year.
Mm-hmm.
And once we get some irrigation going around everywhere, you know, and the canals too, but yeah, I mean, I
hope it'll come up. But I guess that last March it was at 25 feet, and this year it's at 30. So.
Yep. No, it's substantial.
It was a lot better. So I know the summer was a lot wetter.
Summer,
I thought it rained a lot more too.
Well, and you know, it was certainly a lot cooler.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we didn't have, you know, 60-degree days in January.
For sure. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, Mike.
So that's basically another quiet night. Not a whole lot going on. Things that we do have going on don't generate any revenue, of course, so it takes a lot of time, but it doesn't have any revenue. We hired Chase Wells, and Chase got a shit show right away Sunday, so welcome to Bridger. He found out what it was all about, so that's
good.
He got initiated real quick on Sunday morning. Other than that, it's been pretty quiet. We're in the process of trying to find another person. We need to get going a little faster.
The process goes as fast as the process goes.
Something likes a little anxious.
Yeah. Mike wants to do it.
Okay. Do the council have anything to add?
One thing that didn't get on the agenda, you know, working with Montana Aeronautics. We have that parcel of land across from the baseball field sold, and they're wanting to put a house in there and start pretty soon building in that piece of ground. But
across from the baseball field?
On the north
across
side.
Park Avenue.
Yeah, across Park Avenue. On the north side, that big field in there.
Okay. Oh, somebody built that, and they're gonna.
Yeah, and they wanna build in this east or southeast corner.
Gotcha.
The two big pipelines are right in there, so they gotta go back a little bit for that. But I've kinda got them convinced to try to stay west of the north-south airport boundary, so they don't infringe on a runway protection zone. And I need to talk with Angela too about that. And Montana Aeronautics is giving us he's trying to kind of push me into having the council create a, not an ordinance, but a, I can't really think of it. A zone, yeah, so that, because that runway protection zone, as it goes out from the runway, actually goes like this, goes this way and up. So you don't want to build people building within the RPZ, and we may have to do some kind of zoning to try and keep that from happening in the future. Even they bought the whole piece, but if they subdivide it and somebody else wants to build to the north, they still are going to have to build off of the pipelines, which are on the west side of, what's that road to your old house?
Sunshine.
Sunshine, yeah. They still have to build to the, slightly to the west, but the farther you go down, the more they get into the RPZ. And I kind of told him, you really want your house right where the planes are taking off and landing right on top of your house. They're going to build a one-story house there.
So what needs to be on the agenda?
Well, at some point we're going to try to get me some more information about zoning.
You're talking about the zoning thing.
Zoning,
okay.
Yeah. So I need to visit with Ray about that too, and how to do that. Red Lodge is having the same issue. They're dealing with it.
So the house that's just on the other side of the road, is that in the zone?
Well, like I said, the zone is
wide.
Actually, it's wider than the actual runway. There's a formula for it, and he sent me a formula, and we're trying to figure out how to do that. So, but that, it's wider than the runway, but then as you go 200 feet past the end of the runway, it goes in a V-shape, because when on approach and takeoffs and approaches back into the runway,
right,
there's quite a wide zone that you can be in for the approaches. So, and it's not, as farther you go out, the more it goes up, so then it's less likely down here, other than if somebody turns too sharp and stalls or something, they could be in the crash zone. So, then we don't want people building in the crash zone. That can happen as you take off too. So
doesn't come with a great plan.
No, so but where they want to build is outside of that area to the west there. They'll be west of that north south property line that borders the ball field. So
they'll likely be outside the zone is what you're saying.
Yeah, right close to the runway. I mean they're still close enough to the runway that if somebody were to be gonna take off and have an issue, they could be close to the zone, but I've been trying to kind of push them in to stay as far over as you can. I think they're more worried about getting the water and sewer hookups as close as they can get, so I don't know what. Have they talked to you, Randy, about that?
Water main ends somewhere around whoever's house. I don't know exactly what water.
Would they have to come across to the main on by the ball field? Possibly.
Water?
Yeah, the water. Does the water main go
there? They're going to have to go down the street to support the school.
To the school.
Somehow.
So they got to cross the two pipelines or something too.
stopped.